League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Listen, Norma. Listen, Norma. To put it, Principe.
It's a piece of piss, isn't it? This Listen, Norma.
Yes. Piece of piss. Nella Dorfred.
Seriously though, how hard are things? You know? They all seem harder until you give them a go. People are so held back by not just giving something a bash. It's like meeting a partner. Lower the bar. You know? Lower the bar also on doing stuff. Nessun Dorma. I can do that, you know, probably. You can do that. If you just give it a bash. You really can. I used to look at people playing the piano and I thought, I tried to do that as a kid and it's too hard. But it's not too hard, is it? I was just too lazy. Anders Ericsson was the guy who came up with the concept that it takes 10,000 hours of practice at something to make you an expert. So roughly 9 hours a day for 3 years. This has been agreed upon multiple books, you know. On Getting Good at Shit, Malcolm Gladwell's book. I think it was called Getting Good at Shit, a case in point. Gladwell and Ericsson disagree over the natural talent bit, though, is the thing that divides. You know, is natural talent a thing, or is it the practice that makes you good? Practice makes perfect. Well, let's have a look at this. I think, what have I done 10,000 hours of? Comedy. I've done 10,000 hours of comedy, definitely. So yes, I'm a fucking expert. It's never too late to be an expert in anything. I could do something for 9 hours a day for the next 3 years, I'll be an expert at it. And doing the job I do, I actually have the time. We all have the time. We've all got 9 hours a day for 3 years. It's totally realistic. So what should I do? Music, that's covered. I'm a genius at that. Language, no point. We can't travel anywhere. I'm too old for sports. I'm in my mid to late 20s, so yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the next 3 years, 9 hours a day, playing computer games. Yes. My son tells me all the time, people make millions from playing computer games, and I counter, yeah, well, you know. Some people make millions from the lottery. Piece of piss, this Nessun Dorma, isn't it? People make millions from Bitcoin. And there's at least five people on the planet making good money on YouTube from throwing stuff over their shoulder into a bin. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work out for me. But let's give it a bash. Let's give it a bash here. The game that everyone is playing, and I should start playing for 9 hours a day now, Minecraft, obviously, if you don't know it. Oh, it's so good. You can create worlds with coloured squares. You can kill cows for food. Well, yeah, I say cows, black and white squares. And you can create homes and have relationships. You can buy a server like my son has so you can play with your friends. And my son plays with his one kid all the time. They talk every day, but over Minecraft, as they build their little worlds. And the argument is, oh, well, at least Minecraft is better than playing solo play games. You know, the kids can play with each other. Not so fucking sure. Because my son saw this kid that he's been playing with. He saw him in real life yesterday. And it was fascinating to watch because they didn't know what to say to each other. And worse still, they couldn't really look at each other in the eye. So yes, I could become an expert in Minecraft, but I'd need to say goodbye to the real world. I need to immerse myself in Minecraft. So I need to do what these guys on YouTube and Twitch do. They play it all the time, day and night. No one sleeps. People that look normal, even you. Oh, princess, in your cold room. Even you. After a few years of not going out the house into the real world, their skin is translucent and greasy, their hair goes limp. If only they could go outside, these people, but they can't, you see? Because they're becoming an expert. If only they could go outside, look at the stars. They tremble with love and hope. But there is hope. Because hopefully you will be listening to this podcast. As I say to you, stop. Fucking stop. There will be no bright future spending hours on these games. Your mystery will be locked in you. Your name, no one will know. And if they do, it'll be known as the pale, greasy twat on YouTube, wasting his life playing Minecraft. Take this podcast as the kiss that wakes you from your slumber. They've tried to trick you, and you've fallen for you, but you still have a chance. You still have a chance, dear sad fuck. On your mouth I will say it when the light will shine and my kiss will break the silence that makes you mine. I mean, by that, I don't want to be friends with you. Or worse still, your partner. Fucking hell. Disgusting. I'll just know you're mine as I have rescued you from a lifetime of success in a virtual reality. And by that, a reality of pain. Not even be able to look who you consider a friend in the eye. Believe me, get out. Get out. Literally and metaphorically, get out. Get out into the real world because that is the wonderful game we have all been given with the endless opportunities afforded to by God. Or more probably evolution. I mean, as far as I know, you can kill cows in real life. You definitely can. That's a job. If that's what you live for, you can do that as a profession. Kill cows. Have a great time, apparently. You can build houses with blocks. If so desire, you can build blocks. But more than this, you can interact with your fellow man in reality. Surely you've missed that over the last 18 months. Surely. Because if you carry on the way you are, your name no one will know. and you will have, alas, to die. And I'm talking to my son here as much as anyone else. You have one last chance to live here, to break through the black squares that are enveloping your world.
Disperse all night, vanish all stars.
Get out there and see the break of day, at daybreak. I will win. I will win.
Al-alba vincerò. Vincerò. Vincerò.
As I've just shown there. I've tried a skill I've never tried before, opera singing. I fucking nailed it. Nailed it, I tell you. And if you don't think I've nailed it better than Pavarotti, this podcast has thousands of downloads. And without live comedy at the moment, this is basically my, this is actually my career. In 10 minutes, I've turned opera singing into my career. Imagine what I can do in 10,000 hours. Those that achieve big in this world never sleep. No one sleeps. No one sleeps.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.